今天下午我们一起来讨论一个题目，如何做决定。
This afternoon, we'd like to discuss a topic, how to make decisions.
到最后有几个问题。
And in the end, there's some questions.
我想大家可以一起来讨论或分享。
And we could discuss them and share together.
我们当中有青年，人生有很多问题要决定。
And among us, there are youths that have to make many decisions.
但是我们有父母。我们要帮助我们的子女做决定。
And as parents, we need to help our children make decisions.
不是代替他决定，是帮助他决定。
It's not to make the decisions for them, but to help them make the decisions.
先看最后一个slide.
Let's read the last slide.
最后一个先。有几个问题，我们来想想看，从两点半到三点，有半个钟头，我们大家来讨论一下。
And from 2:30 to 3 o'clock, we'll have a Q&A session that we can discuss.
第一个问题。
And the first question.
影响我们在一生做决定的因素是什么？
And what influences,
最重要的因素是？
And what is the most important influence that, the most important thing that influences our decision the most?
第二个问题。
And the second question.
我们如何在决定做决定的过程当中来尊重神对我们的主权？
And how do we honor God's sovereignty in our decisions?
第三个问题。
And the third question.
我所做最难的决定，我一生当中最难的决定是什么？
And what is the most difficult decision that you ever made?
我们怎么决定，结果怎样？
And how do we make this decision? What is the outcome?
所以我们等一下有要可分享，可以讨论。
And later on, we could share and discuss.
第四个。
And the fourth.
我们思考我们周围所有的决定，包括我们自己的、我们父母的、我们兄弟姐妹的，还有我们的教会信徒的决定你有没有什么心得
？And we ponder upon all the decision around us, the one made by our parents, our brothers and sisters, and share what we have learned.
我们最后几个问题，大家来讨论
And these are the few questions that we'll discuss in the end.
好，那我们现在回到第二个slide。
And then let's go back to the second slide.
第一个一个做基督徒的决定跟非基督徒的决定有什么不同？
And what is the difference between a decision made by a Christian and non-Christian?
一个最大的不同就是非基督徒的决定，它是人站在我们自己的立场在做决定。
And the biggest difference for non-Christian, they make decision based on their own position.
但是一个信主的人在做决定的过程一个最重要的考虑是信仰。
And for a Christian in his decision making, one of the most important consideration is his faith.
也就是到底要怎么决定在神看起来是对的。
And that is how do we make decisions that are right in the eyes of God.
这个是一个最大的不同。
And this is the biggest difference.
所以我们做决定的过程如果都没有考虑到神。
So in our process of making a decision, if we do not consider God,
基本上我们在做决定跟没有信的是一样。
Then we are making a decision like a non-Christian.
我们做决定的过程都没有考虑到信仰，那我们跟没有信的是没有差别。
And if we make a decision without considering our faith, then we're just making a decision as a non-Christian.
所以一个基督徒做决定有两个很重要的因素。
And so for a Christian, in his decision making, there are two very important factors.
第一个，
And the first,
要智慧。
And the first is to have wisdom.
所谓智慧就是来明白什么是神的旨意。
And wisdom is to know what is the will of God.
我现在要做决定。
And I need to make a decision now.
到底什么是神的旨意？
And what is the will of God?
这要智慧。
And this is this requires wisdom.
好，我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's turn to a verse.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节
Verse 9
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意
And for this reason since the days we heard about you we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding
这里保罗为哥罗西教会祷告一个目标。
And here Paul prayed for the church in Colossus.
就是希望他们能够 满心知道神的旨意。
That is that they can be filled with the knowledge of the will of the Lord.
也就是说，每一件事情都知道神要我们怎么做。
And that is in all things they do, they know what the Lord wants.
这个就是我们决定的目标。
And this is the goal of our decision.
我们的决定就是去做神要我们怎么做那个决定。
And our decision is what is the decision that God wants us to make.
那为着要满心知道神的旨意，所以要有属灵的智慧跟悟性。
In order to know His will, we must have the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这个属灵的智慧就是属灵的判断力，特别是讲属灵的。
And spiritual wisdom is the spiritual discernment that we have.
所以属灵就是从神来的。
And what is spiritual is the things that are coming from God.
所以有可能书读得很好，事业做得很好，他事实上很会做决定，很聪明，但是当他在做决定的时候，也有很有可能他没有属灵的智慧。
And a person may be wise and may be successful in this world and makes wise decisions, but he may not have the spiritual wisdom.
他的判断力跟神的判断不一样。
And his decision making, his consideration are different from the Lord's.
所以这要有智慧。
So we must have wisdom.
悟性呢？悟性就是领悟力，就是我们的理性，属灵的理性。
And understanding is that we must be able to grasp certain things.
所以这个做决定不是凭感情的，是用属灵的理性去了解。
And so we do not make decisions based on emotions, but based on logic.
就是有圣经的基础。
And that is to have the foundation of the Bible.
这个需要用我们头脑去了解。
And this requires us to use our minds to understand.
所以我们在做决定过程很重要就是要有智慧。
And so in making our decision, the most important thing is to have wisdom.
那如果我们决定是对的。
And if our decision is correct.
有四个结果。
There's four results.
就第十节。
In verse 10.
第一个结果。
The first result.
行事为人对得起神。
That in everything you do, you may please him.
第四节第一句每一件事情对得起神。
In everything you do, you are worthy of the Lord.
Worthy 英文说 worthy 就是说每一件事情在神看起来是有价值的。
And that everything you do, there is a value before the Lord.
也就是说，如果我们的决定跟神的旨意不同，那个决定可能我们觉得很好，在神看起来可能觉得这个决定是没有价值的。
And if our decision is different from the will of the Lord, in the eyes of the Lord, this decision may have no value.
所以这个很重要，这个是最重要一点的。
So this is the most important point.
我们活的一辈子有价值，因为你做了对的决定。
You know, we need to live a life that has great value because we have made the right decisions.
第二个。
And second.
如果我们的决定是对的，我们每一件事情会得到神的喜悦。
And if our decision is correct, and in everything we do, it will please him.
那为什么这么重要呢？
And why is this important?
因为得到神的喜悦就会蒙神祝福。
Because if we can please him, then we can be blessed by him.
那如果我们这都不理神，我就要怎么做，我就怎么做。
And if we don't consider God and do whatever we wish,
那神就站在一旁看了。
Then the Lord will just stand aside and watch.
我们自己决定，自己负责。
And we will take responsibilities for our own decisions.
神不跟我们同在，神也不祝福。
And the Lord will not be with us, and he will not bless us.
那生活就很辛苦了。
Then our life will be very difficult.
所以这个做对的决定这个神喜悦，他会祝福，会带领，会同在。
And so if we make the right decision, it will please him, and he will guide you and bless you.
那第三个，善事上结果子。
And the third is that we bear fruit in all good works.
我们好像一棵果树。
And we're just like a fruit tree.
如果我们做的决定是对的。
If we make the right decisions.
我们生活会有很多果子。
Then our life will have many fruits.
这个果子能够让人享用。
And these fruits may be enjoyed by others.
也就是能够因为我们的存在，使周围的人得到益处。
And that is by because of our existence, those around us will be benefited.
会享受我们的存在。
And those around us will enjoy our existence.
那这个就是神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of God.
如果我们的存在对周围的人都没有影响。
If our existence has no bearing on the people around us,
可能我们的决定跟神的旨意不一样。
Then maybe our decision is different from the will of the Lord.
基督徒所走到的地方都是会对周围人有影响的。
And wherever a Christian goes, he should affect the people around him.
因为在他的身上有神的恩典。
Because upon this person is the grace of the Lord.
在他身上有神的光。
Upon this person is the light of the Lord.
在他身上有神的同在。
Upon this person is the abidance of the Lord.
在他身上有神的香气。
Upon this person is the aroma of the Lord.
所以一定会让周围的人有感觉，而且对他们有帮助。
And so the people will feel the presence and it will help them.
这个叫做 做好的决定。
And this is to make good decisions.
那第四个。
And the fourth.
渐渐多知道神。
And to grow the knowledge of God.
Yeah, 多知道神就是说跟神的关系会越来越亲密。
And to know God is that your relationship with him will be closer.
如果我们做的决定是对的，神喜欢，我们跟神会越来越亲密。
And if we make the right decisions, then we will be closer to the Lord.
如果我们做的决定不对，我们跟神就越来越疏远。
If we make the wrong decisions, then we will draw farther away from the Lord.
比方说亚伯兰86岁做一个错误的决定。
For example, Abraham made a wrong decision at the age of 86.
就是从他的使女夏甲生一个儿子。
And that is he had a son through his servant Hagar.
那这个决定变成有两个代价。
And there is two consequences to this decision.
现在阿拉伯人跟以色列人合不来，为什么？亚伯兰做一个错误的决定。
Now the Arabs and the Israelites cannot get along is because Abraham made this wrong decision.
那是同一个父亲呢，亚伯兰。
They all came from the same father.
一个是夏甲生的，一个是他原来的太太生的。
And one is born by Hagar, and one is born by Sarah.
第二个。
And second.
结果。
The second consequence.
就是神从86岁到99岁。全部都13年没有向亚伯兰显现。
And that is the Lord did not appear to Abraham from 86 to 99 for 13 years.
因为神不喜欢。
Because the Lord was not pleased.
所以做对的决定，神喜欢，神会同在。
And so,
我们跟神很亲密。做错的决定，神就离开我们。
So if we make the right decision, we'll draw closer to the Lord. If we make the wrong one, he'll depart from us.
所以需要智慧。
So we need wisdom.
第二个。
And second.
做决定需要信心。
And to make a decision, we need to have faith.
因为信心跟价值观有关系。
Because our faith has to do with our values.
我们现在人在读什么科技，第一个想就是我出来可以赚多少钱。
And when we choose what we study, the first thing we think about is how much money I can make from studying this.
这个就是价值观。
And this is our values.
那我们的决定跟我们的价值观有关系。
And our decision has to do with our values.
价值观跟信心有关系。
And our values has to do with our faith.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章，第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章的十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所看得见的，我们乃是顾念所看不见的。因为所看得见的是暂时的，所看不见的是永远。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
这里在讲基督徒的价值观有一个基本上跟没有信的人不同。
And here it says the value of a Christian has a fundamental difference between those who do not believe.
我们最关心的、最宝贵的是看不见的。
The most important thing to us is what cannot be seen.
什么是看不见的？
What is those things that cannot be seen.
我们的灵魂,
our soul.
我们的灵性,
our spirituality.
神,
God.
天国,
and heaven.
天国的赏赐,
and the rewards of heaven.
神的恩典,
and the grace of the Lord.
这个都是看不见的。
These are all things that are unseen.
这个是最重要的。
These are the most important.
那我们所顾念不是最重要的不是看得见的。
And what is most important to us is not what is seen.
什么是看得见的?
What is things that can be seen?
肉体。
Our flesh,
我们住的房子,
our house,
我们的收入,
our income,
我们开的车子,
the car we drive,
我们生活的水准,
and our living standards.
这个是看得见的。
These are things that can be seen.
但这不是我们最关心的。
But this is not the most important to us.
为什么?
And why is this?
下面有原因。
And it says here,
因为所看得见的是暂时的。
And for what is seen is temporary.
这个物质界的都是会过去，是暂时的。
Everything that is material will pass.
所看不见的是永远的。
And what is unseen is eternal.
在灵界里面看不见它有永恒的价值。
And in the spiritual world, realm, there is the eternal value.
所以一个做基督徒要做决定的时候，一个非常重要的因素就是我对神的信心到什么程度。
And so for a Christian, the most important thing in making a decision is what is my faith towards God.
也就是我对看不见的我所觉得多宝贵，我对看得见的又多宝贵，这两个谁比较重要
？And that is what is how important is the things that are unseen and the things that is able to be seen to us.
第二点
，and second，
做正确的决定使生活蒙福
，and to make good decisions to bring blessings to life.
有时候我在牧会当中常常会感觉到， 你信耶稣信了一辈子，怎么会生活现在变成这个样子呢？
And sometimes in pastoring, I often feel that if a person has believed all his life, how can he end up this way?
基督徒不应该是过这样的生活。
A Christian should not live a life like this.
缺乏神的恩典。
And they are lacking in the blessing of the Lord.
那这样你再仔细去想，他做了很多的决定。
And you can look at the decision that he has made.
所以今天的生活变成这样。
And then that is the outcome of his life.
但是有时候我们也看到一些信徒看起来是生活很普通。
Sometimes we also see some believers that maybe live a very normal life.
但是你发现他活得很幸福。
But you find that he is living a very blessed life.
家庭很圆满。
His family lives in harmony.
夫妻很恩爱。
And the spouses love each other.
小孩子的信仰都很好。
And the faith of the children are good.
那我们再仔细看。
And if we look at this closely.
我们发现有几个很重要的关键决定他做对了。
And we can see that they have made several crucial decisions correctly.
所以这个做决定表面上看起来好像没有什么，其实对我们影响太大了。
And so it may not seem like much in our decisions, but it has a great effect on us.
因此我们在生活当中非常重要，重大的决定一定要好好的祷告。
And so in our life, it's very important that we make big decisions. We need to pray about it.
那有几个决定有时候带来的结果是没有办法改变的。
And there are several decisions that have irreversible consequences.
看起来很简单，但是有时候这个结果是你没有办法改变的。
And sometimes it seems very simple, but sometimes the consequences are irreversible.
下面。
And the next slide.
这几个问题我们想想看，是不是很简单？
And if we look at these questions, these are very simple questions.
第一个。
And first,
我要读什么?
And what do you need? What are you going to study?
有的是兴趣。
And some are what they're interested in.
有的是想收入。
And some people consider it the income.
第二个,
And second,
我要在哪里读?
And where will I study?
这看起来很简单啊，哪个学校比较出名，名气大，将来出路好，我就在那里读。
And it seems very simple. I will go to the most famous university.
但是我们仔细看所有的青年，你把它一个一个个案的把它分析。
And if you look at all the youths and analyze them in detail,
你发现这个影响很大。
You can see that this has great effect on them.
有的青年很好的学校他不去。
And some youths they will not go to the famous universities.
因为他觉得那里没有教会。
Because he feels that there is no churches there.
他选择一个次好的，但是有教会的。
And they go to the second best that has a church.
但是毕业之后，他找到的工作比那个读最好的学校一样，有的甚至更好。
And but after they graduate, the job they find is the same as those who went to the best universities.
为什么？
And why is this?
因为他有神的恩典。
Because he has the blessing of the Lord.
神的同在。
Because he has the abidance of the Lord.
他做的决定神喜欢。
And he has made the correct decisions.
但是也有的青年到很好的学校去读。
And there are some youths that will go to the best universities.
没有教会。
But there is no church there.
读完了，学校毕业，信仰也毕业了。
And after they graduate from the university, they also graduate from their faith.
所以有一个青年要到一个地方去读那个人就跟他讲，那个地方很难守道。
And there's a youth that wanted to go to a certain university, but people told him that it's very difficult to keep your faith there.
我没有问题。
And he says there is not a problem for me.
还没有读完，他就跟人同居了。
And before he graduated, he cohabited with someone else.
为什么?
And why is this?
因为那个地区的风气就是这样。
Because that is the environment there.
那又没有教会。
And there's no church.
信仰一孤单。
And when they're lonely in their faith.
进到试探就倒下去了。
When they encounter temptations, they will fall.
所以这真的不是简单的。
And this is not easy.
第二个。
And second.
到底我要做什么?
And what do you want to do?
我要住在哪里?
And where do you want to live?
看起来也很简单。
And this seems very easy.
我要做什么?
What do I want to do?
反正我喜欢做的，收入高的，我就去做。
I want to do what I like to do and has a high income.
但是结果不一定是这样。
But the result may not be like this.
每一个工作我们都可以做。
We can do all works.
工作没有贵贱之分。
And there is no better work or inferior work.
但是有几个工作必须比其他的工作有更大的信心。
But there are some jobs that requires greater faith.
如果你没有更大的信心，你这个工作做到退休，信仰大概就完了。
If you don't have great faith, then when you retire, your faith will also be gone.
第一个
，and first，
我是举个例子，不是说不可以做，但是你如果有很大的信心，你也可以做。
And my example is it's not that you can't do these jobs, but you might need great faith.
第一个
，and first，
做餐馆。
And the first is to open a restaurant.
因为餐馆呢、啊，生意最好是从礼拜五晚上一直到礼拜天。
Because the best business for a restaurant is from Friday night to Sunday.
所以如果我们没有信心
And if we don't have faith,
你选择做餐馆
And you choose to open a restaurant,
每个礼拜六都不能来
And you will not be able to come on Saturdays.
不要小看安息日
And if we should not look lightly upon Sabbath.
长久没有守安息日，信仰一定会走下坡
If you don't observe the Sabbath, then your faith will definitely decline.
但是如果有信心
But if you have great faith,
像说我们在日本有一个教会
and for example, we have a church in Japan,
叫墨田教会，这本来都是福清的去的信徒，都是中国大陆去的信徒。
Originally the members are all from China.
哎，他们都开餐馆了。
And they all have restaurants.
后来教务负责就从礼拜六太阳要礼拜六餐馆就关起来。
And their council members will close their restaurants on Saturdays.
他有这个信心啊。
And he has the faith.
哎，关久以后，他发现他收入没有减少。
And after he has done this for a while, he found that his income has not decreased.
然后呢，他一关门，其他的负责人也关门。
And when this council member closed the restaurant, all of the council members also closed their restaurants.
负责人一关门，热心教会的圣工就发展了。
And when all the council members started to devote themselves in the work of the church, the faith revived.
所以他有信心。
So they have faith.
他做这个行业不受影响。
And so they can be in this job and not be affected.
而事实上，我们也看到开餐馆开到最后，信仰都没有了。
And we could see that there are those who have restaurants. In the end, they have lost their faith.
因为他没有那个信心。
Because they don't have the great faith.
第二个。
And second.
Motel.
A motel.
Motel 也是一样，周末最忙。
And motel is also the busiest on weekends.
你也没有办法说我休息一天。
And you can't say that I'm taking a day off.
第三个。
And the third.
房地产，卖房地产。
Realtors.
礼拜六、礼拜天大家要看房子。
On Saturday and Sundays, everyone wants to go see houses.
所以有的做房地产呢，啊，聚会只能来一个钟头。
And so some of those who are in real estate, they can only come to service for 1 hour.
很难静下心来，好好用心来亲近神。
And it's very difficult for them to quiet their hearts to draw closer to the Lord.
这是一个例子。
And these are just examples.
那我们要做什么？
But what do we want to do?
我要做的会不会对我的信仰会影响？
And does our work, will our work affect our faith?
再下。
And the next.
跟这个有关系就是，那我要住在哪里？
And relating to this is, where do I want to live?
看起来很简单，我住哪里都一样。
It seems very simple, I could live wherever I want.
其实不一样啊。
But this has a difference.
美国现在有23教会跟祈祷所。
And the United States has 20 churches and prayer houses.
起先都是几户的信徒去那里读书找工作，就在那里定下来。他们有心志要发展圣工，所以到最后变成教会。
And they all began by a few members studying or working there, and they established a church.
但是如果我们信心没有这么强，没有这个决心要发展在那里发展圣工
，and if our faith is not great and we do not have the heart to expand the holy work，
我们住到一个没有教会的地方
，and we live where there is no church，
很多时候信仰都退步到真的连下一代都没有洗礼，也不懂得祷告
，and oftentimes our faith will decline to the point where our next generation is not baptized and they don't know how to pray。
啊，那因为你到没有教会的地方交往的都是没有信的人，所以到最后下一代都跟没有信的结婚。
And because you go to somewhere where there's no church, so your next generation will marry those who are outside of church.
到了孙子一代，信仰大概全部都完了。
And to the generation of your grandchildren, your faith is completely gone.
我们现在讲的不是假设，现在讲的是真的是发生过的，而是事实，就在美国。
And these are not assumptions; these are truly things that have happened.
所以哪里都可以住。
So we can live anywhere we want.
但是问题是，对我们的信仰有什么影响？
But the question is, how does this affect our faith?
所以我们最重要的考虑不是这个工作有没有前途，收入好不好。
So our most important consideration is not whether or not this job has a good income.
我们最重要的考虑，做什么，住哪里，要从信仰的观点来考虑。
and our most important consideration where to work and live is our faith.
第三个,
and the third,
要跟谁结婚?
And who do you want to marry?
这样讲这也很简单啊, 他喜欢我, 我喜欢他,
yeah, this seems very simple. If I like this person and they like me, then we can marry. But this is also not as easy.
如果跟没有信仰的人结婚,
if we marry someone that is an unbeliever,
这是十字架,
and this is a cross.
如果信心很强,
if your faith is strong,
我们可以背这个十字架,
then we can bear this cross.
而事实上也有一些后来来信的,
and there are those who have believed afterwards.
但是,
but
大部分啊,
but most of the time, those who marry unbelievers, their faith will be affected.
啊,
because their values are different.
啊, 第二个就是对下一代的教育很难,
and the second is that it's very difficult to raise the next generation.
啊, 因为两个人的价值观不一样,
because their values are different.
啊, 所以教小孩子很难,
so it's very difficult for them to raise their children.
第三个,有困难要解决,那个解决方式也不一样。
And third, when they encounter difficulties, they will approach it different ways.
因为想法不一样。
Because their values are different.
所以这个没有信仰结婚,有时候如果我们很注重信仰, 这个生活会过得很辛苦。
And if you emphasize your faith and you marry an unbeliever, sometimes your life will be very difficult.
当然,如果我们不在乎信仰也没关系, 这没有感觉。
And if we do not consider our faith, then we will not feel anything.
那什么时候结婚?
And when do you want to marry?
这个也是很重要。
And this is also very important.
有的时候年轻的人啊,年轻的时候, 很多人喜欢,想要跟他结婚。
And sometimes when a person is younger, many people want to marry this person.
他就是说,我要享受,好好享受我的人生。
And they would say that they want to enjoy their life.
等到享受完了,他要结婚回头,所有喜欢他全部都结婚了。
And after they have enjoyed their life and they want to get married, those who want to marry the person has already married.
所以找不到对象,后来就跑到外邦去找。
And so they cannot find a person to marry, so they marry an unbeliever.
所以我们现在还有一个很大的就是太慢结婚试探很大。
And if you marry too late, your temptation will be greater.
我们不要看这个美国社会,这个人30岁,40岁才结婚。
And if we look at the society in the United States, some people marry when they're 30 or 40.
离开教会啊,那个男女关系18、9岁就开始了。
And outside of church, the relationship between man and woman begins at 18.
所以他只表面上婚礼到30岁,他夫妻的生活18、9岁就开始了。
And they may have just gotten married when they're 30, but they have lived a life of husband and wife since they're 18.
但是这个不是圣经里面所允许的。
But this is not permissible by the Bible.
所以我们现在在这个时代啊,如果真的啊,能够独,有独立的能力,有适合的对象就可以结婚。
And so in this generation, if we have the ability and we have the right person, then we can be married.
两个一起打拼,
and they can work together. They do not necessarily need to have the financial foundations first. The Bible does not say you must have a good financial foundation before you can be married.
两个人收入,你可以养自己的家,
you know, two people can sustain a family, then they can be married.
接最下一个。
And the next.
要有几个孩子?
And how many children do you want to have?
看起来很简单啊, 反正我喜欢, 我就又有啊。
And it seems very simple. I can have however many I want.
但是为什么这个很困难?
But why is this difficult?
现在养孩子很难。
It's very difficult to raise children today.
10年以后会比现在更难。
And 10 years later, it will be even more difficult.
因为整个社会一直往下降, 道德一直退, 灵性一直没有。
And because the whole society is in decline, their morality is constantly declining.
所以这个挑战越来越大。
So the challenges are becoming greater.
所以你要几个孩子?
So how many children do you want to have?
一个孩子一个十字架, 五个孩子五个十字架, 请问你要背几个?
And one children is one cross, and five children is five crosses. How many crosses would you like to have?
当然有孩子是一种享受。
Of course, to have children is an enjoyment.
但是也是一种责任。
But it's also a responsibility.
那什么时候要有?
And how, when do you want to have children?
为什么这样说呢?
And why do we say this?
因为有时候我们在一生当中啊, 你最需要事业投入的时候, 也是小孩子最需要我们的时候。
And in your life, when you need to devote the most in your career, may also be the time your children need you the most.
那个时候,你是两个都去上班,还是一个去上班, 这个都有关系的。
And do you both work or do only one of you work? These all make a difference.
那怎么照顾我们的小孩子?
And how do we raise our children?
所以看起来简单,不简单。
And so it seems very easy, but it's not.
好,那我们现在再一个例子。
And now we'd like to have another example.
路德记第一章。
And in Ruth chapter 1.
我们看路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第一章有四个人做决定。
Ruth chapter 1, there's four people that are making the decision.
那我们就来看这个四个人的决定带给他们人生有什么不同。
And we can see what the decision of these four people, what their decision have effect on their life.
那这个路德记不是虚构的故事。
And the book of Ruth is not a fictional story.
这是在生活中真正发生过的事情。
And this is a story that truly happened in history.
我们来看路德记。
Let's read the book of Ruth.
第一个人做决定。
And the first person make a decision.
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。第二节。
Verse 2.
这个人叫以比米勒，他的妻子叫拿俄米。
In the days when the judge ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name is Naomi.
这里讲也以比米勒做了一个决定。
And here it says that Elimelech made a decision.
什么决定？
And what decision did he make?
搬到摩亚地去。
That he moved to the country of Moab.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他住的地方有饥荒。
Because there was a famine in his land.
所谓饥荒就是生活没有着落。
And for a famine is when their livelihood is in danger.
因为没有东西吃。
Because there's nothing to eat.
那饥荒以现在来讲就是没有工作。因为没有工作你没有收入，没有收入生活就有困难。
And a famine at the time is equivalent to being unemployed today.
那搬到摩亚地去马上有东西吃。
And when they move to the country of Moab, they immediately have food to eat.
所以困难马上解决。
And so the difficulties were resolved.
所以我们在想生活要怎么解决困难，一个最自然的方式就是跟以比米勒一模一样。
And so in order to resolve the difficulties in our life, we may do what Elimelech did here.
哪个地方有工作，哪个地方配比较高，我就搬那个地方去。
Wherever there's a job or wherever the income is higher, I will move there.
但是以比米勒做了一个决定，解决一个困难，发生了三个困难，他本身没有办法解决。
But Elimelech, he made this decision to take care of one difficulty. This resulted in three difficulties that he cannot resolve.
解决一个问题，产生三个问题。
He resolved one problem, but he created three more.
什么三个问题？
What are the three problems?
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以比米勒死了，剩下妇人跟两个儿子。第四节。
In verse 4.
这两个儿子娶的摩亚女子为妻，一个叫厄巴尔，一个叫做路德，在那里住了十几年。第五节。
Verse 5.
马伦跟基连两个人也死了，只剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子，所以一家变成三个寡妇。
And so in the family, they have three widows.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为缺乏神的恩典。
Because they lack the grace of the Lord.
为什么缺乏神的恩典？
Why did they lack the grace of the Lord?
因为这个决定神不喜欢。
Because the Lord was not pleased with this decision.
为什么神不喜欢？
Why is the Lord unpleased?
因为以比米勒跟拿俄米是神的选民。
Because Elimelech and Naomi are the chosen one of the Lord.
那神的选民，神有应许他们一块地。
And the Lord has promised them a piece of land.
就是迦南地。
And that is the land of Canaan.
那摩亚地是淫乱的地方。
And the land of Moab is the land of immorality.
所以为着解决生活的困难，从神应许之地搬到淫乱的地方。
So in order to take care of the difficulties in their life, they went from the promised land to a land of immorality.
神不喜欢，神没有同在，没有神的恩典，生命就保不住了。
And the Lord was displeased, and without the grace of the Lord, they could not keep their lives.
所以这是第一个人做的决定。
So this is the decision of the first person.
解决一个困难，产生三个困难。
He took care of one problem, but created three more.
那今天对我们来讲是什么意思？
And today, what does this mean to us?
我们刚刚已经提过了。
We have already mentioned this.
不是不可以住没有教会的地方。
It's not that you cannot live where there is no church.
每个地方都可以住。
You can live anywhere you want.
是说，如果我们信心很强，你可以住在没有教会的地方，在那里继续发展圣工，那也好。
And if you have great faith, and you can live where there's no church and establish a church there, this is good.
但是如果我们觉得我们信心不够,
but if you feel that your faith is lacking,
我们就不要走那条路,
then we shouldn't walk on this path.
那这样难道我们会生活真的有绝路吗?
And will our life come to a dead end because of this?
当然不会啊。
It will not.
你看亚伯罕跟他的儿子以撒。
And if you look at Abraham and his son Isaac,
这两个人都遇到饥荒。
And these two people all encounter famine.
其实饥荒是信仰的一种考验。
And famine is a test of our faith.
亚伯罕他就搬到南地去了。
And so Abraham moved to the south, to the land of Egypt.
虽然带很多财产回来。
Although he brought back many treasures.
结果他跟罗德就合不起来，结果要分家。
And he became at odds with Lot.
后来他儿子以撒。
And later on his son Isaac.
想要照抄，我就搬到迦南地就好了。
And so he
搬到埃及地了。
He wanted to copy his father and say, I will just move to Egypt.
神说不要去。
And the Lord said, do not go.
不要去，每一天生活都很困难啊。
If you do not go, then every day of your life is difficult.
神说我要祝福你。
But the Lord said, I will bless you.
结果第二年有100倍的收成。
And so the second year, they had 100-fold of harvest.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为他坚持原则。
Because he has held on to his principle.
要照神的旨意做。
That he will do according to the will of the Lord.
所以生活有困难，常常这是一种考验啊。
So sometimes we have difficulties in our life. This is a test.
如果我们真的有心来寻求神，神一定会解决我们的困难。
If we have the heart to seek after God, then God will resolve our difficulties.
神是我们的父亲，怎么会看我们饿死呢？
And God is our Father. How can He see us die of hunger?
飞鸟都养活了，百合都给他装饰了。
And the birds will be fed, and the lilies have these decorations.
不是更贵重吗？
And are we not more precious?
这是第一个决定。
This is the first decision.
那有一篇文章啊，上一次提过啊，在提到伊比米勒的太太拿俄米。
And there is an article that talked about Naomi.
他说拿俄米哈是娇妻，不是贤妻。
And it says that Naomi was a beloved wife, not a
贤妻啊
not a prudent wife.
娇妻就是讨先生喜欢，反正先生会高兴就顺了。
And a beloved wife is one that pleases the husband.
那贤妻是有智慧的。
And a prudent wife is one that has wisdom.
所以我们这个结婚啊，要让配偶得到帮助，这个不是说帮助你煮饭啊、倒垃圾这样，最重要是帮助做属灵的决定，过属灵的生活。
And when we marry a spouse, it's not to have someone to cook and clean up for us, but to help us make good spiritual decisions.
所以啊，她不是贤妻。
And so she was not a prudent wife.
第二个。
And second,
她说，拿俄米，她是一个慈母，但不是良母。
And it says that Naomi was a loving mother, but not a good mother.
所以慈母就是怕小孩子受苦。所以赶快搬到摩亚地区，他就不必受苦。
And a loving mother is one that is afraid of her children's suffering.
但是良母就会想到这样的决定对小孩子最重要的信仰会有什么影响。
But a good mother would consider what this decision will have, the effect it will have on their children.
所以有人就这样在评论拿俄米，这是我们参考。
And so there's an article about Naomi in this way for our reference.
所以这让我们知道夫妻两个做决定啊。配偶要帮助对方做正确的决定。
And so when the husband and wife are making the decisions, we must help each other make the correct decision.
好，第二个人做决定。
And the second person making a decision.
拿俄米做决定。
Naomi making a decision.
拿俄米决定做什么？
What decision did Naomi make?
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
出埃及记第一章第六节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 6.
他就与两个儿妇起身要从摩亚地去归回。因为他在摩亚地听见神眷顾他的百姓，拿俄米的决定就是归回。
And the decision of Naomi was to return.
归回伯利恒。
To return to Bethlehem.
归回神所应许的地方。
To return to the promised land of the Lord.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为那些没有搬走的生活不是过得很好吗？神祝福他。
Because those who do not move away, they live a good life, and the Lord blessed them.
那现在住在这个地方。三个男人都死了，三个寡妇。
Now living here, all three of the men have died, and they have three widows.
没有神的恩典。
And there was no blessing from the Lord.
但是伯利恒有神的恩典。
But in Bethlehem, there is the blessing of the Lord.
所以他比较，他就回去了。
So in comparison, she chose to return.
所以人为什么会改变？
And so why do people change?
为什么浪子想要回到父亲的家？
Why did the prodigal son want to return to the father?
因为他醒悟过来。
Because he came to realization.
为什么醒悟？
Why did he come to realization?
离开父亲到最后，不但没有东西吃，一生潦倒，连死都可能死掉。
And because after he left his father, he was left with nothing, and he could even die.
我们今天也是一样啊。
And it's the same today.
有时候为什么神会让我们受苦？
And why is it that the Lord will allow us to suffer?
因为神让我们受苦，我们才会去想要改变。
And only when we're suffering will we think about changing.
天天活得很舒服，我觉得我这个不需要改变了。
If we live a comfortable life, then we will not think to change.
受苦我们才会去想要改变。
But after we suffer, then we will think about changing.
这也是神的爱。
And this is also the love of the Lord.
因为改变就是要归回，归回向神。
And to change is to return to the Lord.
所以拿厄米的决定就是归回伯利恒。
So Naomi's decision is to return to Bethlehem.
好，那我们现在看这个决定带给拿俄米什么结果
？And what does this decision bring to Naomi？
因为每一个决定都有结果的。
Because every decision has its consequences。
拿俄米回来的时候，人怎么叫他
？And when Naomi returned, what did people say to her？
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19。
于是两个人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，合城的人就惊讶。妇人说：“这是拿俄米吗？”二十节。
Verse 20。
拿俄米说：“不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦。”二十一节。
Verse 21。
我满满的出去，神使我空空的回来。神降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。啊，这样你为何叫我拿俄米呢？这个地方在讲。
And here it says,
人叫哦，拿俄米回来了。
And people say Naomi has returned.
他说要叫我马拉。
And she said, call me Mara.
啊，因为。拿俄米是甜的意思。
Because Naomi means sweet.
那马拉是苦的意思。
And Mara means bitter.
她搬离了伯利恒以后。
And after she moved away from Bethlehem.
她知道全能者神使她受大苦。
And she knows that the Almighty has made her life bitter.
我满满出去，我空空回来。
And she went away full but came back empty.
很痛苦的回来。
And she came back afflicted.
这是她归回的起点，很痛苦。
And this is this is why she returned because she was in pain.
但是她归回的结果是什么？
But what is the consequence of her return?
她这个决定到最后的结果是什么？
And what is the consequence of this decision?
如果我们路德记读到最后，
If we read Ruth until the end,
她的媳妇，路德，拿俄米的媳妇路德遇到波阿斯，
And her daughter-in-law Ruth met Boaz.
所以她的生活解决了。
And so her life was taken care of.
到了第四章，
in verse 4,
从路德的后代就兴起了大卫王朝。
From the genealogy of Ruth, King David, the king.
他是蒙福的，他后代是蒙福的。
And so her descendants were blessed.
所以他本来是苦的，是马拉的，他懂得归回以后，他后来的结果又是好的。
And because she was originally Mara, bitter, but she knew to return, so her consequences were good.
所以只要我们愿意回头，
so if we're willing to return,
做一个神喜欢的决定，
and to do the decision that's pleasing to the Lord,
我们还可以再继续享受神的恩典，神里面的喜乐平安。
Then we can continue to enjoy the grace and blessing of the Lord.
再看第三个决定。
Let's look at the third decision.
我们看路德记的第一章。
Let's turn back to Ruth chapter 1.
这个路德记常常被引用在提到婆媳之间。
And Ruth is often used to reference the relationship between the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law.
那为什么路德的这个媳妇这么舍不得路德？
And why is it that the daughter-in-law of Ruth did not want to depart from Naomi?
你仔细看路德这个拿俄米有一个很重要的因素。
And there is a very important factor.
因为拿俄米他要回来的时候，他没有为自己的需要来考虑，他是为着他媳妇的前途在考虑。
And Naomi, when she wanted to return, she did not consider her needs, but she considered the needs of her daughter-in-law.
你知道吗？人在老的时候都希望儿子媳妇全部住在身旁，不会孤单，而且有人帮助。
And when people are older, they wish for their children, the daughter-in-laws, to live with them, so they will not be lonely.
但是拿俄米想到这两个女人都是年轻她不能一辈子当寡妇
And Naomi considered that these two women are young and they cannot be widows forever.
所以为着他们的前途说你们离开吧再去成立你们的家庭享受你们的人生吧。
And so in consideration of their future, she asked them to leave to establish a new family.
我们看这个儿妇怎么回应。
Let's see how the daughters-in-law answered.
14节。
Verse 14.
第九节先
Let's read verse 9 first.
愿神使你们在个人幸福的家中得平安于是拿俄与他们亲嘴他们就放声而哭第十节
Verse 10
说不然我们必与你一同回到本国去、哦、你看他第一次劝他、啊、两个媳妇、啊、还是决定要跟他、啊、回去本国
And here we see that the first time she told them their daughter-in-law wanted to go back with her、
哦、那十一节
In verse 11
拿俄米第二次劝他
And Naomi asked him the second time.
第二次劝他的时候，十四节啊，其中一个就改变了。
In verse 14, after the second pleading, one of them changed.
说两个儿妇厄巴尔就与婆婆亲嘴而别。
And then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye.
为什么厄巴尔亲嘴而别
？And why did Orpah kiss her mother-in-law goodbye？
因为她想到自己的前途啊。
Because she thought about her own future.
我跟我的婆婆住在一起，一生当寡妇，这个没有前途啊。
If I live with my mother-in-law for the rest of my life as a widow, there's no future.
那回去你还该找到人结婚，在幸福的家庭，还有子女。
And if I leave, then I can establish a new family.
但是这样的决定有什么问题？
But what's the problem in this decision?
因为她本来不是神的选民、啊、
Because she was originally not the chosen one of God.
现在因为结婚，所以才跟神的选民有份。
And because of marriage, she had part with the chosen one of God.
那现在她如果再离开拿俄米
，And now she depart from Naomi.
她就永远离开圣经里面这一位真神。
Then she will have departed forever from the God, that's the one true God.
所以几十年的生活可能啊，家庭生活很圆满，这个小孩子很孝顺。
And so they may have lived a very harmonious life for the past 10 some years.
但是他永恒神的救恩没有了。
But she forfeited the eternal life of the Lord.
所以你再看他在做决定，他有他思考的模式。但是我们仔细看这个决定到底到最后什么结果。
And you can see the logic in her decision, but you can also see the consequences in her decision.
好，那现在最后就路德在做决定。
And the last is the decision of Ruth.
啊，路德就决定要跟从拿俄米。
And Ruth decided to follow Naomi.
啊，因为虽然拿俄米再一次的劝她十五节。
But although Naomi once again pleaded with her.
回去吧，你嫂子已经回去了。
And to ask her to go back.
十六节。
Verse 16.
路德不要说不要催我不回去你住在哪里我也住在哪里你在哪里住我也住在哪里你的国就是我国你的神就是我的神我们仔细看、哦、路德在讲这句话的时候他没有为自己的前途在想
And here when Ruth said these words she did not consider her own future
他没有想到、啊、我要找丈夫我要再成家、啊、对 我要离开我的婆婆
And she did not think to herself that I need to find a new husband and make a new family. I need to leave my mother-in-law.
但是没有为自己的前途着想，是不是等于没有前途？这个很重要的问题啊。
And the most important question is, if you do not consider your future, does this mean you don't have a future?
前面这个厄巴尔，他很聪明，为自己的前途着想，这样是不是真的有前途
？And Orpah, she very wisely thought about her future. Does this mean that she has a future?
那我们就知道啊，路德没有为自己的前途着想，但是他的前途非常好。
But we can see here that Ruth did not consider her own future, but she had a great future.
为什么
？Why is this?
因为他的决定神喜欢。
Because her decision was pleasing to the Lord.
他讲这个话里面有两句话最重要。
And there's two words here that are very important.
十六节。
Verse 16.
你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
And your people will be my people, and your God will be my God.
这成为。路德没有离开拿俄米很重要的原因。
And this is a very important reason why Ruth did not leave Naomi.
她没有离开神，跟神的国是一个很重要因素。
And she did not leave the kingdom of the Lord.
那神怎么祝福她
？And how did the Lord bless her?
她没有为自己前途着想，神怎么祝福她
？And she did not consider her own future. So how did the Lord bless her?
所以这个宇宙中有一个神，你如果神喜欢你哦，没有路，神会找一条路给你走。
So in this universe, there is a God. If He is pleased with you, then He will find a way for you.
我们看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
路德就去了，来到田里，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到伊比尼的本族人波斯那一块田， 第四节
Verse 4.
他是正从伯利恒来，对收割人说，愿神与你同在。他们回答说，愿神赐福你。
In verse 3, so she went out and began to glean the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she found herself working a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. Verse 4, just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters, saying, The Lord be with you, the Lord bless you, they call back.
这个中文圣经有两句话，第一句话叫做恰巧，就是说这么多田，怎么你刚刚好就走到这一块田，恰巧。
In the Chinese Bible, they use the word coincidentally that she came to this field.
第四节有一个正从，那你怎么这个时间怎么安排这么好？你刚刚那一块田，那个田主刚刚来，波阿斯刚刚来。
In verse 4, there's the word just then. The timing was perfect that Boaz just arrived.
这个恰巧跟这个正从，这个就是神的安排。
And this coincidentally and just then, these are the arrangement of the Lord.
这个不是人能控制的，但是这是神控制的。
This is not something that man can control, but this is controlled by the Lord.
神就让它发生，它就发生了。
And so the Lord allowed this to happen, and it happened.
遇到波阿斯，
that she encountered Boaz.
有爱心的人，
that he was one with great love.
所以他的生活就变得非常幸福。
And so her life became very blessed.
后来就从后代生出大卫王朝。
And later on, in her descendants, came the king of David.
主耶稣的家谱，他也有名字在里面。
And she was also recorded in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们在这个世界上，决定确实是很重要。
And so the decision we make in this world is truly important.
现在25分钟的时间，大家请你来，分享一下最后问题。或者你有什么问题也可以问。
And so in the final 25 minutes, we'd like to have a Q&A and share and discuss any questions you may have. If you have any questions, you could ask, and if you have any thoughts, you could also share them. We have 25 minutes. Through discussions, we could go into deeper detail. We just talked about some theories in the Bible. And now, from discussion, we could put them into practice. If you have anything you could share, or else we'll just go one by one.
请问影响我们做决定最重要的因素是什么？
And so the first question is, what influences our decision the most?
我们大家来分享一下。
I'd like to share this question. Or if do we have any questions on what we just studied?
20分钟, 25分钟.
We have 20 to 25 minutes Q&A.
特别是一些 young adult, social youth, 或者一些父母爸爸妈妈的,
especially the young adults or social youth or parents, if you have any questions. If you have if you have two or three brothers and sisters or brother or sisters that that you can marry, how do you choose?
这个也是很实际的问题哦。
This is a very realistic question.
如果你不介意的话，先请问一下你要怎么选？
If you don't mind, if you can answer, how will you choose?
大家要怎么选？大家讨论嘛哈。
We could discuss how will you choose.
两个都两有两三个。
If you have two or three people that you feel that are fitting. Who would like to share their thoughts? This is a very realistic question.
你觉得两三个都很适合你, 那怎么选?
If you feel that there's two or three that are both right for you, how do you choose?
哎，露露，哎，没有。哦，还有没有？选你喜欢的。
Just choose the one you like.
你刚才问题大概是喜欢两三个。
The original question may be that you like two or three of them.
像买房子，两三间都很中意，哪一间好？
Just like buying a house, you see two or three that are great. Which one is better?
这个困难是怎么解决？
And how do you make this decision?
有时候当父母要辅导帮助我们的小孩子。
Sometimes as parents, you need to counsel your children.
结婚是双方的。
And a marriage is two ways.
对，当然第一个就是要双方都有意思。
And the first set is that both parties must be interested.
所以一个人喜欢两三个，不一定那两三个都会喜欢这个。
If a person likes two or three people, not two or three people will all like you.
这是第一个。This
is the first.
第一个条件。那第二个呢？结婚是什么？
And secondly, what is marriage?
离开父母与妻子联合。That
is to leave our parents and to be united with your spouse.
就是有独立的能力。That
is if you have the ability to be independent.
这是第二个考虑。This
is the second consideration.
我看这两三个有没有独立的能力。
You need to see if these two or three have the ability to be independent. So there is a process here. And the most important is that we must pray. And in this process, have you encountered difficulties? These difficulties may be God's blocking.
所以你如果真的尊神为大，神会带领。If
you truly see God as the most important, then He will guide you.
是有几个原则。So
there is a few principles.
大家对这个有没有什么意见？还有没有什么其他问题？Is
there any other opinions regarding this, or are there any other questions?
合于圣经的标准，只有三个条件。
And going according to the standard of the Bible, there's only three requirements.
其他的条件可能都是人为的。
And all the other requirements are man-made.
第一个就是相同的信仰。
And first is that you must have the same faith.
这是圣经的原则。
This is the principle of the Bible.
第二个。
And second.
就是 亚当看到夏娃说这是我的骨中的骨肉中的肉，所以至少你要两方都 有这个感觉。
And when Adam saw Eve, he said this is a flesh of my flesh, a bone of my bones, so both of you must have interest.
第三个就是离开父母，就是他有成熟独立的能力。
And third is that you must depart from your parents and that you have the ability to be independent.
大概这个独立也包括说你有工作有收入能够自己养自己。
And this being independent is that you have a job and you could provide a livelihood for yourself.
也包括心灵上很成熟，你才不会说结婚以后什么事情都要打电话回去问爸爸妈妈。
And also this, you're also mature psychologically that you will not have to call back to ask your parents on everything after you're married.
那就表示还没有独立的能力，那个独立可以自己做一个很成熟的决定。
If you continue to do this, you may not have the ability to be independent. You must be able to make your own decisions.
大概这三个条件，其他的身高、体重、学历，什么东西，这个都是人为的。
And these are the three requirements according to the Bible. Others like their height, their weight, these are all man-made requirements.
好，我们还有15分钟。
We have 15 more minutes.
关于这个做决定，我们有没有什么要提出来讨论？
And regarding making decisions, are there anything that we want to discuss?
第二个，如何在决定中尊重神？
And how do we honor God's sovereignty in our decisions?
我们怎么知道我们做的决定是对的？
How do we know the decision we make is right?
当然，对的决定会蒙神祝福，但这个蒙神祝福不一定指的物质上。
And when we make the right decision, we'll be blessed, but this blessing may not refer to just the material blessing.
比方说哈，我只是举例子，不是讲的那个人。
And for example, this is just an example, not specific to anyone.
小孩子还小。
When our children are young,
不应该离开父母。
They shouldn't depart from their children.
这个是圣经的原则。
This is the principle of the Bible.
因为圣经给父母责任，也给父母一个权利，来教养自己的子女。
The Bible gives us a responsibility and the authority to raise our children.
那我们再看这个青年当中，不是我们教会，你包括基督教的统计最容易发生男女关系的都是。没有幸福的家庭，没有父母的爱的这些小孩子。
And from statistically speaking, we see that those who have a relationship outside of marriage, or the youths having early relationships, they all come from a family that is lacking in love.
因为他心灵很空虚。
Because they're feeling empty in their hearts.
父母也没有住在一起，没有家庭温暖，他就会去找满足。
And because their parents do not live together, so they will want to find satisfaction.
就很容易进到试探里面去。
So it's very easy for them to enter into temptation.
所以如果我们做一个对的决定，就是小孩子还小，我夫妻搬家一定要跟小孩子住在一起。当然你看不到一个很明显有什么神的祝福，但是你长大的时候，小孩子都很敬畏神，过很圣洁的生活，信仰都很好，这个就是祝福。
If you make a decision that wherever you move, you must move together, and your children will grow up in the Lord, you may not see any benefit immediately, but when your children grow up, keeping the faith, and this is a blessing.
这是一个例子。
This is an example.
Yeah. 又好像说我们夫妻要最好不要长期分离。
And also, for the spouses, you should not be apart from each other for a long time.
什么叫做神所配合人不可分开？
And what does it mean that what the Lord has brought together, man should not separate?
那第一个，这个不可以离婚。
And the first is that you should not divorce.
第二个，这不可以长期分开。
And second, you must not be apart from each other for a long time.
我们在做决定的时候，应该以夫妻不长期分离这样来做决定。
So when we make decision, we must make a decision based on not being apart from each other for long periods of time.
那这个决定可能短暂会是一种损失。但是长久一定蒙神旨意，一定会有另外一方面的收获。
And this decision may have some negative effect on us on the short term, but long term it will be a blessing from the Lord.
我们看到有一些婚姻最后发生问题，就是长期分离。
And we see that sometimes their marriage have issues because they are apart for a long time.
这是一个例子。
And this is an example.
十分钟
We have 10 minutes.
我们对这个做决定，人生要怎么做决定，你有什么感想，有什么问题都可以提出来，分享或者讨论。
And in regards to making decisions, if you have any thoughts or reflections, you're welcome to share.
什么问题
？And are there any questions?
分享。
You could share.
来 ，Moses。没有问题。现在提的就是说，有时候影响我们做决定最重要因素是父母的意见，那父母会强力的影响介入，那怎么办
？And so the question is, sometimes our parents will affect our decisions, and when this happens, what should we do?
我们知道小孩子出生第一件事情会什么
？And when we know that when the children is born, what's the first thing they say, what they ask?
小孩子出生第一件事情做什么？
And what is the first thing they do when they're born?
Cry, 对，哭啊。
They will cry.
这个哭代表什么？
And what does crying mean?
两个。
There's two meanings.
哲学上来讲就是，哇，我来到世界上受苦了。
And philosophically speaking, it means that I came into this world and I suffered.
第二个，这个哭啊，就是代表对父母一个提醒了。
And second is a reminder to the parents.
我需要。
That I have needs.
我肚子饿啦，尿不湿啦，冷啦。
I'm hungry, or my diaper is wet, or I'm cold.
所以出生的婴孩没有责任，他的责任就是要哭。
And so an infant has no responsibilities. Their only responsibility is to cry.
我记得有一个弟兄在这里见证，不晓得大家记得不记得。
I remember there's a brother that had testified here. I don't know if you remember.
他生下来不会哭。
When he was born, he did not cry.
哇，那个助产士很着急，拿一盆水，一个是温的，一个是凉的，凉的浸一浸，温的浸一浸，把他刺激，哭了，大家都笑。
In the labor room, they were very nervous, and they took warm water and cold water, and alternately put them in the water to make them cry.
也就是说，小孩子出生没有责任，父母100%的责任。
And that is when a child is born, they have no responsibilities, 100% responsibilities on the parents.
有一天，我们的小孩子20岁了。
But one day, when our children is 20 years old,
只会哭。
And they only know to cry.
哇，我父母会哭死了。
Then the parents will also cry.
哇，对不对？没有东西也哭，不会做功课也哭，什么都哭。哇，你这个孩子怎么养？
If they don't have things, they will cry. If they don't know how to do the homework, they cry. How do you raise the children this way?
所以我们栽培孩子有一个目标，就是等他搬出去的时候，他能够100%负责任。
So we raise our children with a goal that when they leave from this family, they will be able to take up 100% of the responsibilities.
所以我们在婚礼啊，也特别是中国人很客气啊，啊，我的孩子就不会教了，请这个什么对方好好教。这个话好像不太合圣经。
And in the Chinese tradition, during the day of marriage, the parents will often say that I didn't know how to raise my children. Please help me raise my children.
你要出嫁的时候要教到他100%能够负责任。
But according to the Bible, you must be able to teach them to the point where they can take up 100% of the responsibilities.
所以你可以说感谢神，我靠着神把他教到，哎，现在可以结婚了，交给你。
And so you should say that we thank the Lord that we have raised her so that she could be married.
那这个过程啊，就是要慢慢建立我们下一代自己要负责任。
And there's a process is to slowly raise them so that they can take up responsibilities.
所以渐渐的父母要帮助小孩子做决定，不是代替小孩子做决定，然后叫他去执行。
And so the parents must help the children make the decision, not to make the decision for them and ask them to execute it.
那有的父母这个占有力很强。
But some of the parents, they have a very strong sense of possession.
所以他的成就就是小孩子都听我。
And so their accomplishment is that the children will listen to them in everything.
这样观念不太对。
And this is not the right, this is not the right perspective.
我们的成就就是，哎，我的小孩子竟然懂得去祷告，去寻求神，他能够做一个神喜欢的决定，这个就是我们的成功。
And our accomplishment should rely in our children knowing how to pray and knowing how to ask the Lord in their decision making.
所以，当父母的要帮助小孩子做决定，不要代替小孩子做决定。
So as a parent, we must help our children make a decision, not to make decisions for them.
这是我们应该有的一个。有一个认识，并且实际上这样去做。
And this is understanding that we should have, and this is what we should practice.
所以小孩子长大，每一件事情都打电话问爸爸妈妈，不一定是好的。
And so when the children, after they have grown up, and they ask their parents in everything, this may not be good.
他自己应该有那个能力做决定。
He should have the ability to make decisions himself.
还没有，还有5分钟。
We have 5 more minutes. And there are several principles in our decision making. The first is that we must not depart from the words of the Bible.
但是有时候圣经的话你也找不到。
But sometimes we cannot find things in the Bible that applies.
圣经有没有说不能用 drug? 没有。
The Bible did not say that you cannot use drugs.
有没有说不可以抽烟？没有。
The Bible did not say that you cannot smoke.
圣经有没有说不可以赌博？没有。
The Bible did not say that you cannot gamble.
圣经有没有说不可以买乐透？没有。
The Bible did not say you cannot buy the lottery ticket.
所以有一些圣经没有。
So there are some things that are not in the Bible.
那怎么决定？
Then how do you make a decision?
圣经给我们三个原则。
The Bible gives us 3 principles.
第一个。
The first,
凡事都可行，但是对自己不都有益处。
That you could do all things, but not all things are beneficial.
抽烟对自己没有益处。
And smoking is not beneficial.
所以圣经没有写不可抽烟，但是不可抽烟，因为对自己没有益处。
And so the Bible does not say you cannot smoke, but you cannot smoke because it is not beneficial to your body. And second,
我们这样做对别人有没有造就？
And in doing this, do we edify other people?
你小孩子还小。
When your children are young,
你知道最好带小孩子的方法是什么？
And what is the best way to raise your children?
作为当过爸爸妈妈，最好带小孩子的方法是什么？
And what is the best way to raise children for those who are parents?
电视开给他看，买一个 potato chip 给他吃，就一下就乖乖的。
And just turn on the TV and give them a bag of chips, and they will be very quiet.
但是不要多久，这小孩子就很胖了。
But not long after, your children will be very obese.
第二个，你电视一关，他就哭了。
And second, when you turn off the TV, they will cry.
那你圣经也没有讲说不可以给小孩子看电视。
And so the Bible did not say you cannot let your children watch TV.
但是你这样做对他有没有益处？
But in doing this, is it beneficial to him?
那你长久看小孩子，看电视长大的小孩子，只会跟电视互动，跟人不懂得互动。
And you see the children who grew up watching TV, they will only interact with the TV and not interact with people.
所以最好带小孩子的方法，对小孩子不一定好。
So the best way to raise the children may not be the best for the children.
这就是神的旨意在这里啊。
And this is the will of the Lord.
啊，第三个。
And third.
能不能荣耀神？
And will this glorify the Lord?
这个最重要考虑的。
And this is something that we need to consider.
好，还有两分钟，诸位有什么问题敢讲都可以。
You have two more minutes. Are there any more questions or reflections?
我想分享一下啊，可能是我比较保守啊，但是我觉得说，依照圣经的道理，《以弗所书》也是在讲说，你们做儿女的啊，要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然。
是，
那这句话不是只有指婚前，也不是只有指说你还没有结，你，我是觉得结婚之后也是一样。所以呢，刚刚尤其是在美国 ，maybe 他们会说，父母是 over power 或是什么。那我自己的经验就是说，我很喜欢问我的爸爸妈妈，我也很喜欢问我的公公婆婆意见，因为我知道他是我最亲的人。那他们是敬畏神的人，所以他们会用神的道理来给我一些意见，然后他们也会为我祷告，所以我并不觉得说，什么事情都要自己来，或者是只有问你的另一半，或者是问你的同辈。那我觉得在我们基督徒里面的基督徒根据圣经也好，我觉得长辈，尤其是自己的父母亲、自己的公公婆婆，只要是他们敬畏神的，我觉得这是一个最好的。所以我觉得就像我教育了下一代，我也跟他们说我不是主耶稣，好，但是妈妈也不能帮你做决定，但是我很愿意，你有什么困难跟我讲，我很愿意跟你一起祷告，妈妈看到的事情我也会告诉你，甚至他也会，我也跟他说我们的阿公妈妈也很有智慧，妈妈也是敬畏神的人，好，我们的你们两个，我有一个很幸福的地方就是说我有一个很有道理的婆婆，那我有一个很好的父母亲，所以我也会教育我的下一代说，你们也问我之外，你也可以问我们的公公婆婆，然后他们也会帮你们祷告。所以我所强调的是说，当然我们是要就像传道讲的，就是说我们要独立的个体在婚姻方面，但是我所要强调的是，我们也不要忘记，就是说我们的长辈，好，我们的父母亲，我们的祖父母，他也是一样会舍破的。那我觉得这并不影响我们的个人的独立性，婚姻的独立性，我觉得并不影响。但是这整个 family 我觉得是一个荣耀神的，也是一个蒙神祝福的家。
OK， 好，直接，因为时间到哈，直接回答哈。孝敬父母，这是第五戒，所以这个绝对是对的。
And so, because of time, so we'll answer this directly. Honoring your parents is the fifth commandment.
但是结婚是离开父母，这是创世纪讲得很清楚。
And to be married is to depart from your parents. This was clear in Genesis.
所以圣经是没有冲突的。
So the Bible, there's no conflict with the Bible.
所以怎么能够孝敬父母，又能够离开父母？
And so how do we honor our parents and also leave our parents?
这就等我们下一次婚姻道理的时候再来讨论。
Then we'll discuss this next time when we talk about marriage.
好，我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we'd like to pray together.
好，我们要求圣灵的，要接受代祷，要接受按手的，都请我们到前面来。